Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me!
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's...
I'm producer Rich. Hi.
Well, producer Rich, you didn't put in the lineup to introduce yourself.
Well, you know, that's not in the template.
Well, I'm Rich Straffolino. I just typed it in all caps. Just go ahead and say it.
Oh, thank you.
Say it normally.
I'm Rich Straffolino.
Welcome, everyone, to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, which we like to think that for yet another year has successfully broken off small pieces of reality and made them comprehensible to all of you, bringing a bewildering world just that much more into focus, thing by thing, year after year. Thanks for joining us for the end of another wonderful year together.
Oh my gosh, yes. I am I'm so looking forward to 2022 that I'm ready to predict what will be a thing in 2022. Not identify a thing, predict a thing, yeah. Molly.
I mean, this is, guys, I want you to know this is as dark arts get.
Yeah.
And, if last year.
we've never been wrong when we predicted that there's no accountability, right?
We never look back. Nope.
We only look forward, right?
Sort of, except for this episode.
Yeah, where we're gonna say how much we nailed all of our predictions.
We're actually gonna
look at what we predicted last year. No one told me that. We were last year that I would have to be right.
The good news is we crushed it as always. We were perfectly accurate, and there's no way to disprove that because. Well, yeah.
All right, good.
What I'm going to do is actually mix in the award show, so it sounds like we just all predicted the things that were the biggest thing. Man, Tom's prediction, sea shanties. I never would have guessed that one.
Wow.
Tom actually wrote that in our prediction show. That's how good we were.
Yeah.
All right. I'll start us off. I don't think this ever happened. If it did, it didn't happen enough to be an accurate prediction. I predicted vaccine parties.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe we got the opposite.
I think we totally got the opposite, didn't we? We got get together and die for not having the vaccine parties.
I think if I remember right, my idea was like people will get vaccinated, not have a party where they vaccinate each other, but we'll get vaccinated and then have a party where they're like, hey, everybody that's vaccinated, come on over to the party. I guess that sort of informally kind of happened, but not really.
But not with the name, huh? Yeah. Nobody was like sending out invitations and said like vaccine parties. Yeah. Well, I also, you know, I'll just continue on with the theme of parties that didn't quite go like I thought. I thought there would be roaring 21 parties.
Mm-hmm. I love this prediction. I was ready. I was getting my spats cleaned, you know.
I was flapping as an avowed fan of a theme party, I'm frankly disappointed that the world did not pick up on this and start having roaring 21 parties, but I think we just had a little too much PTSD, and then it turned out to be right because then Delta came right around the time we would have started throwing them.
Yeah, I keep this one in the Instapot because you could just update that to 22, maybe.
Or in 22 parties.
So then kind of along those same lines, because we all had like a party themed or like a we can get back together kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So Molly, I need your opinion on this. Barbecue fatigue by October was one of my predictions. Now, I feel like the barbecue part perhaps off, but I know at some point during the year we talked about being a little bit put out, but being like, oh, I got to see people again.
Yeah. I think in this first round, Rich wins easily.
Even if it's partial.
Everybody had socialization fatigue by October. Yeah. That 100% happened. We all were
just
like,
barbecue out of yours, you're good. You're 100%. Yeah. So I think you get more than partial. Maybe not full, but more, definitely more than partial.
Three quarters credit for sure.
My other prediction for this year was Olympic mania. And I think my idea was that like people would be so starved and were so starved at the end of 2020 for live sports events that we would all get super excited about the Olympics. But I think that got cut by the controversy over whether they should be doing them.
I think so, too, because once again, Delta, like our predictions were so sad and hopeful. In retrospect, we were like, yay, we're going to be out of this thing. We're going to be like Olympics and then you had the party. No,
it's not like they're going to do it in front of an empty stadium. Right. 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 Everybody.
No. Yeah, they wouldn't do that, would they?
It's not like there'll be their actual populace protesting them for continuing to hold it. Right.
Right. Right.
And it's not like we'll be staring down the exact same scenario this year, right?
Or certainly by February, 22? The Winter Olympics won't suffer that, right?
Definitely not, right?
I will say, at least in my household, there was like the Olympics. It's like something, even though it was late, you know, it was like something normal. Like it was like this nice thing sorbet to cleanse us from all the unusual things.
Well said.
Yeah.
Which was nice. It had what I was predicting. It just, I didn't predict the countercurrent that underpinned it.
Yeah. Clearly, we are not great at the epidemiological part of our predictions.
Mm-hmm. We're epistemologists, not epidemiologists. Come on.
On that note, though, luckily, I at least I think somewhat accurately predicted the ongoing trend of getting hella fit at home with your home workout gear because so many people built themselves home gyms. I don't know that all of those people actually got really fit. I happen to know some who did. But if you looked at things like Peloton stock and the fact that weird mirror thing sold like crazy and for months on end, you like could not find hand weights. Like it does seem like getting in shape at home for some people became a thing. But I'm still going to have to own the fact that the overall trend was that everybody gained their COVID-19.
Yeah, the pounds won out.
The pounds really won.
The pounds were not in their hands. They were on their hips.
We built the home gyms. We just didn't
there. Use them.
No.
if I'm you gonna build it, they won't necessarily use it.
I think I'm going to have to take an L on my other prediction. I said bottled mocktails would take off like cider. Like we would see like tons of varieties and you'd go into the beer section. They'd have like their own section just for mocktails, and at least in my neck of the woods, I didn't see that.
You're talking about mocktails, which is non-alcoholic.
Yes. So, like, but it would be. I would imagine it would be in the same. Like, so it would be I'll pick up, you know, my pre-bottled cocktail.
Because I feel like bottled cocktails only got bigger. Not that they were new, right?
Right. And non-alcoholic.
I was thinking like the sober culture would kind of come back, but then everybody got that Delta and was like, I can't deal with sobriety right now.
I think it ended sober culture. I hadn't thought about that. You're right.
Delta ended.
Everybody was getting fit and they'd stopped drinking. And then Delta happened and they gave up and they're like, you know what? I'm just going to drink beer.
I'm going back to wine.
All this weight back.
I don't know. Like maybe it's the Northern California bias, but I feel like I got to give Rich 50% on this because I feel like I see a lot more non-alcoholic drinks. Remember a couple of months ago, I did like drinks with all those weird additives. Like
you're right about that. Yeah. There's more variety of non-alcoholic bitters, fancy drinks, right?
And even if they're sodas,
not mocktails per se. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think maybe the bottled mocktail did not get that big, but the non-alcoholic culture stayed big for sure, which I'm impressed by considering the Delta.
Well, there we go. That's how we did. Rich did well.
Rich did well. Rich got all in all 1 1/4 of a point while Tom and I ended the year at a hard zero.
Let's take another swing, shall we?
Great. Can't wait.
Yay.
All right. I'll go first. I'll lay it out there.
Okay.
A new platform is going to come along this year and take the meme crown away from TikTok. Whoa. TikTok's going to keep growing. It's still going to be huge. But right now, TikTok is the meme breeding ground. There's going to be somewhere else that'll be like, oh no, you want the dankest, hottest memes. You go here, not TikTok anymore. I think that platform actually exists, but has yet to break into mainstream awareness too.
Interesting.
My prediction is the meme crown will go from TikTok to somebody else. I'm kind of adding in and I wouldn't be surprised if that platform is already out there. We just don't know about it yet.
I wonder if we are not seeing the groundwork for a little bit of this with Reddit.
Maybe. I was kind of thinking that. I was thinking along those lines.
Reddit takes it back.
Right. Reddit takes it back. Yeah. Well, Reddit goes more mainstream because Reddit, obviously.
Going public, pivoting,
Yeah, going public. It's obviously huge, but with there was the meme stock thing that got everybody talking about Reddit. A lot of interns, journalism interns are like, oh, I'm looking at Reddit for sources. I feel like the awareness is higher, and I could see Reddit sort of resurging.
That's and not they bad. Are- my head had been in the space of new platform, you know, like TikTok kind of just emerged. You may be right. It may be old platform with a new look.
Well, maybe. And they're investing a lot in video. It's their fastest growing category. Uh-huh. So they could maybe spin out like a Reddit short form video app that has a lot of the meme subreddit stuff going on. I don't know. Maybe.
It's possible. Anything is possible.
I like it.
I like it.
I'm going to make a note that you guys thought it might be Reddit. So that
I know.
If so that right, we can credit you. Wrong. If you're wrong, so we'll delete that part.
Then when it's Discord or Yo.
Yo.
Or like Twitter Spaces. Is that the new not Clubhouse?
Zap. Just like, yeah, Zip it'll zap. Be a chat app. Actually, now that you mentioned it, it'll be like Plark. Weird channels in a chat app.
Peach. Right. Peach.
Pounce.
Zingling. just because I want to own it now, I have an or prediction that's just a bonus. Like, hey, I think crypto is going to be pretty big this year.
Because you just want to get one right. Yeah.
I just want to get one right. I'm with you. This is my
totally gimme. Embrace that. Yeah.
Damn. How many more sports stadiums are you predicting will be named after crypto things?
Oh my gosh.
No. The broader, the better.
I'm going to crypto.com. Oh, I'm sorry. I went last week to crypto.com stadium. And the giveaway is Staples Center gear.
That's because they still have a ton of
and
them.
And they're like, we're celebrating the history, the anniversary. Yeah.
The best thing would be if it was a Staples Center's NFT. That would be amazing.
That would actually be amazing.
That would be. And totally.
But my actual first prediction, again, and this is still like a little bit of a gimme, maybe, but you know I love a shopping one. Mm-hmm. Huge baggy trench coats. Like big, homeless person looking, tied, baggy trench coats. The rest of the winter for sure. And then there's going to be like a fall version and it just is going to be absurd. Like they're going to get so baggy that we're going to be like, why is this happening? Like
John Wick won't even necessarily need it just to hide his arsenal, but also his dogs.
Like a whole other person.
More than one of by the time he wears this baggy trench coat.
Definitely. Yeah. It's just going to be a baggy. I know, look, sometimes the simplest things are the best, but just start looking. It's going to be everywhere.
I love this because it feels right. It
wool
feels
ones.
Like, oh yeah, no, I could see us going like huge baggy trench coats, such a thing. Oh my gosh, right?
Right. Don't know why. Just kind of like, I got a vibe.
Yeah. Because we're all going to want to hide all of that poundage.
Because of the poundage.
Because we didn't use our home gyms.
It's because of the poundage. That's totally true. We're going to have to be leaving the house and we're going to be like, ooh, yeah.
It'll feed into the 90s resurgence of baggy jeans. Yeah, there we go.
Well, then, because then under the big baggy trench coats is going to be like abs galore. Because the belly's thing is just still going strong. Everybody's going to be a flasher. It's going to be a society of flashers in 2022.
You heard it here first, folks. Beware.
All right. My first prediction is that we're going to see a VR or AR. I need to amend the thing mixed to say reality. AR just in case. Okay. Some sort of mixed reality game is going to become a thing on the scale of Among Us. Not just like there's going to be a hit VR game. I'm sure there already are that I'm not just aware of. But like that it's going to be like kids in Halloween costumes that year. It's going to be that
really?
Big kind of. I don't know what it's going to be. But like there's so much hype around Metaverse. Apple might be getting into it at near the end of this year, so maybe my Halloween prediction call would be off, but like that kind of scale, that kind of thing it's like it's unavoidable at a certain point where Among Us was for a couple of months there.
Yeah, I mean you're not putting Halloween in the prediction. You're just saying it would be the kind of thing that people would want to dress up as. Yeah, because you do need that hardware platform to be a hit for this to be a hit that big, but that's not impossible. This could be the year.
This might happen.
Okay.
I know.
It's a long year.
Well, I'm gonna make a long prediction. It's a long shot, is what I'm trying to say. The return of Cabbage Patch Kids as NFTs.
Oh dear God.
I was thinking,
yeah. Like, if you nailed it on this one right
NFT
now.
NFT is going to have a thing, and then there's nostalgia, and they're going to combine, and it's going to be Cabbage Patch Kids. Because a lot of the other collectibles are already in the consciousness, so you want one that people are like, oh my gosh, I almost forgot about that, you know, and like pull it back out.
Yeah. I can really, really, really see this. In fact, you probably willed it into existence by saying it because people are like, oh, I'm doing that. I heard
this great idea. We need to do it on crypto.
I'm totally doing that.
Yeah. If it's not Cabbage Patch Kids, I feel like it'll be something, though. There's going to be
something really nostalgic.
Nostalgic thing that they're going to pull out. I don't know if it's Beanie Babies then, if it's not Cabbage Patch Kids or something. Beanie Babies feels like it's still too in our consciousness, though.
Yeah. Cabbage Patch Kids is a really good one because they had cards.
Yeah,
I also feel like the Garbage Pail Kids has like almost the NFT art going with it already.
I was thinking about them too.
Yeah. In fact, do Cabbage Patch Kids have cards, or was I thinking of Garbage Pail Kids?
No,
I might have been.
Cabbage Patch Kids had cards.
They also had
the
cards.
Doll, and that's what Garbage Pail Kids was making fun of. Is like, well, we're just the cards because we're Garbage Pail Kids.
Of course.
And for the record, I will give you credit if glowworm NFTs become a thing. Just
Can Alf Pogs become NFTs?
Alf Pogs. Eight Ball. Peak 90s kid. Yeah.
Can that occur? Exactly. I think this is a slightly more, this is broader, but I think in 2022, we're going to start to see a lot more climate signaling. So, a growing awareness of the climate crisis is causing sort of social pressure around like, well, what are you doing for the climate? And, you know, like Gen Z is really climate aware. And I think you're just going to start to see a lot more overt displays of like climate influencing and signaling how much you care about it. And it might be like a little bit performative, but I'm fine with that because it'll sort of popularize the concept. But people will probably like carry, you know, I don't know, like there's vegan leather bags and they'll say vegan on them. Like, I just think there's going to be a lot more overtness.
Along the lines of this is not a plastic bag, that kind of thing. Yeah,
totally. Mm-hmm. Like there will be this borderline obnoxious overtness about your climate friendly signaling.
The borderline obnoxious. I feel like, yeah, that's solid.
Conspicuous green sumption.
Holy cow.
Put it in parentheses.
That is amazing.
NFT that, Tom.
Except don't, because it's terrible for the climate. See? Yeah. There you go.
It depends on what blockchain you use, but
email it to yourself.
And does then it's, though? And, yeah, email it to yourself and then proof you've of, made the blockchain.
Proof of stake. All right.
Proof of stake, not proof of work. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So my last prediction is that we're going to see like a second gen alt meat boom, kind of in the way, like, because we already have like the Impossible and the Beyond Burger. Like, we have burger figured out. We got like ground meat figured out. It's affordable. It's in everywhere. It's in fast food, whatever.
From like, ooh, they have Impossible burgers in this part of the store, to there's the fake meat section next to the beef and the chicken. Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like we're going to hit that more of a second gen, where we're going to see like a little bit more consciousness of what kind of alt meat this is, whether it's potentially starting to see lab grown stuff in stores, whether it's going to be like a wider variety of, you know, multiple brands of like fake sausage or alt sausage, alt chicken, all the different alt meats, kind of like we saw with the alt milk boom, where like you can, you know, pick your poison when it comes to your pea milk, your almond milk, your coconut milk, whatever you want. I feel like that's where we're going to be with alt meat. Feels like there's a lot of on the green side of it also. And then just on like a public health kind of perception around some of this, all the factors are in place to line up.
It's like we're going to see Suburban LLC. Do not believe that alternate milk is poison.
I drink almond milk every single day.
So. Dude, you know what I read was going to be a big thing in 2022?
Talk to me.
Potato milk.
Oh.
I know.
I definitely will drink it. I'll try it on the show.
Starch. Oh, Rama. I think you're totally right, though. Like, we are so overdue for a next-gen tofurkey. That's not tofu. That's some sort of, I think you're totally right. I think so. It's just going to keep on improving, and then it's going to be a really useful way to signal your climate consciousness.
Exactly. Oh, now here we go.
Bringing it all together. Well, folks, that music, of course, means we don't know the words to Auld Lang Syne, and so we're playing an instrumental version of it. But it also means that we're about at the end of the year. We only have a couple more things to do before we're done. And one of those is your feedback at itsathing.me. Rich,
let old predictions be forgot. Sorry.
Well, okay, please.
Feedback.
Thank you.
Well, our amazing patron, Joe Hood, sent in a lovely voicemail. So we thought we'd, I think, very appropriate given the conversation. And I think it'll be good to listen to.
Well, Molly, Tom, and Rich do share all the things they find, like CBD and cottage core and boxes of orange wine. Well, Dolly Parton, she's a thing, and Hooga and Tiger King, and making friends on dating apps, and the breakup songs we sing. So make some sheet pan, feta cheese, or fry up some halloumi, or drink a mocktail turning blue from the butterfly pea flower tea.
Wow.
Happy New Year's to you, Tom, Molly, and Rich, and all the thingivators, thingstigators, thingadores, thingmakers, and thingspotters. May 2022 be filled with new and exciting things for all of us. Oh, maybe I should have made that a sea shanty instead.
I was waiting for him to work in sea shanties. Joe Hood,
me
amazing.
Too. That was spectacular. Wow. Oh, where was so Joe good. Hood when we were doing the awards? There were some really good things in there.
I forgot about orange wine.
Also, I really liked how Scottish he got on orange wine.
Orange
I don't know
wine.
If it's Scottish or pirate, but it worked. Whatever it was.
Oh, Joe Hood. What a stalwart contributor, visitor in the Discord, thing spotter extraordinaire. Yay. Man, we have the best fans. Yay. Oh, that was spectacular.
And we like to thank the fans that are able to support us at the top level on Patreon with custom shoutouts created by Rich Straffolino. Rich, what are our shoutouts based on this final episode of 2021?
They're based on a list of things that are dropped on New Year's Eve.
This will just alternate. Yeah, just one.
That sounds good to me.
Oh, wow. This is going to be amazing. All right, I'll start. Cornelia, Georgia. Cornelia hosts a Little Morris Jones drop-in dance in honor of the region's podcast patrons. The Big Morris Jones, located at the train depot, is not dropped.
We take you to Tallapoosa, Georgia. A stuffed opossum named Benjamin Forrest is lowered.
Meanwhile, over in Machias, Maine, a giant plastic Lee Price holding a shovel and blueberries is lowered. It took place at Pat's Pizza during 2016.
Point Pleasant, nope, Princess Anne, Maryland. A stuffed muskrat in a top hat and bow tie named Kevin Sill is dropped.
In Point Pleasant, New Jersey, the Millennium Moss Bunker, a moss bunker fish, was dropped for the year 2000.
Okay, that's why the numbers didn't add up. I just didn't edit that one.
That one was not a patron.
I know, I'm like,
that's just that what happens in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Only?
Yeah.
This is why you don't do this at 10:30.
Oh. We work him too hard.
Meanwhile, in Brasstown, North Carolina, a plexiglass pyramid containing a living Eric Duncan is lowered from the roof of Clay Logan's convenience store for the Duncan drop. Eric is turned loose at the end of the celebration.
Thank God.
Sorry. It's you, Molly.
In Eastover, North Carolina, In Eastover, North Carolina, a 3-foot-tall, 30-pound wooden Jake Woods is dropped.
In Port Clinton, Ohio, a walleye fish named Captain Gabriel Cohen is dropped.
Meanwhile, in Bradford, Pennsylvania, a model gazebo has been dropped since 2019. Previous to that, Miranda Janelle had been dropped on an irregular basis.
Oh, poor Miranda Janelle. Poor Miranda. Ouch. Dillsburg, Pennsylvania is where two Andrew Bradleys are dropped. The Lil Andrew at 7 p.m. Eastern, midnight in Ireland, in celebration of Dillsburg's Irish founders, and Mr. Bradley at midnight.
In Red Lion, Pennsylvania, a wooden cigar held by Joe Hood is raised.
Oh.
It's because he's special.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Marysville, Pennsylvania, a replica of Louis St. Amour Bridge that's been made by a local Cub Scout pack is dropped.
Hmm. Point Pleasant, New Jersey, you will find the Millennium Mike Akins, a Moss Bunker Fish.
Ha!
Dropped one time for the year 2000.
Now that was a big one. Yeah, that's what happened.
There's the Moss Bunker.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
The real and year 2000 thing there.
In Key West, Florida, at Sloppy Joe's Bar, the Key West Conch Drop, where a 6-foot Queen James C. Smith shell drops 20 feet to the top of the bar to usher in the new year. It's held annually for the island's official New Year celebrations.
Wow. I had no idea. No idea. I had no idea that there were so many ways to celebrate and so many wonderful patrons who would support us at every level, including that top tier shout out level. Team, patrons, listeners, friends, we are so grateful for another year at It's a Thing. I like feel a little bit emotional. You can become a member of It's a Thing and hang out with us at the Discord. Be our homies. At patreon.com/itsathing. Happy New Year!
Email us those things for the new year. Have a great one. Here's hoping for 2022 that things happen.
We got this.
You know?
Huzzah.
We got this. Politicians.